Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 21 through 24 and 35 through 43. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this, and told them to give her something to eat. Don't be afraid. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Do you know what your parents are most afraid of? Could you try to guess? For most parents, their greatest fear is this. It's you, dying. They don't like to think about that. You don't want to think about that. But that's what happened to a mom and dad in the Bible. A man named Jairus was the leader of a synagogue. That means he was a little like a pastor for us today. He loved God, and he loved sharing God's word. Jairus and his wife had a 12-year-old daughter. They loved her. One day, that daughter got very sick. Jairus was scared. He ran to find Jesus and asked him to come to his house. Jesus did, but he didn't make it there in time. By the time they got to the house, Jairus' daughter had already died. Everyone was so sad, especially Jairus and his wife. But Jesus told them something strange. He said to them, "Don't be afraid, just believe." That sounded strange. Don't be afraid. Even after their worst fear had happened, their daughter had died. How could they not be afraid? You know the answer. Because of Jesus. Jesus took the little girl by the hand and said, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Something amazing happened. The girl got up. Jesus has power even over death. Can you imagine how happy that mom and dad must have been? Jairus and his wife had their dear daughter back from the dead. Wouldn't it be cool if God would do the same thing for us? He does. This is God's promise to you, your parents, and everyone who believes in Jesus. Because of our sins, every single one of us is going to die. But because Jesus rose from the dead for us, God promises that everyone who has faith in Jesus will rise from the dead. Maybe God won't raise us back to life here on earth, but he will raise us to eternal life in heaven. Even if your worst fears happen, don't be afraid. Just believe. We trust our Savior in prayer. Dear Jesus, death makes us so afraid. We don't want the people we love to die. Yet you have the power over death. Help us to not be afraid, but to always believe in you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.